Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Think about it. You probably spend lots of time answering the same questions. How much does it cost? What's the downtime? Is it painful? Do you have any results? I can see. These questions are important, but you wait until the consultation to address them. You are missing a huge opportunity. When patients feel informed and confident before they meet you, they are far more likely to book. And the best way to do that is by offering high quality education through video explainers, frequently asked question pages, and patient testimonials. That builds trust and removes fear long before the consultation. Hey there, I'm Huyen Truong, Search Marketing Director here at Online Marketing for Doctors, and welcome to OMD TV and Podcast Show, the place to be to grow and scale your practice. Over the past decade, we've worked with hundreds of clinics across the globe, from Australia to the UK, European countries, North America, Asia, and beyond. We helped the boost patient volume and revenue, not by simply generating more leads, but by converting those leads into paying patients. And today I'm very excited to share with you the number one secret to converting patients faster, educating them before they ever walk through your doors. And why pre-consult education matters. And today's patients are more informed than ever. They've watched countless YouTube videos, read reviews, and compare procedures long before they make an inquiry. Some studies suggest that 70% of buying decisions are made even before a prospect ever contacts you. In other words, by the time they call or email, they've already informed opinions about your competence, your bedside manner, and whether you are the right fit for them. Okay, if your clinic doesn't provide clear, accessible information upfront, patients will get it somewhere else, usually from your competitors. And worse yet, they might find outdated or inaccurate information online that scares them away altogether. This is why educating patients before they walk in is so powerful, and it positions you as a trusted authority, filters out price shoppers and target girls, and ensures that people who do book are already warmed up and ready to move forward. And here are just a few benefits of pre-consult education. The first thing is higher conversion rates. Well-educated patients are more confident in their decision, so they are less likely to cancel or think about it after the consultation. They're also better quality leads as well. The more information you provide, the more your message resonates with people who are truly serious about your service. And also shorter consultation times as well. When common questions are answered beforehand, consults become more productive and focus on individual needs, and also improve patient satisfaction as well. Patients appreciate transparency. When they know what to expect, they are less anxious and more satisfied with the overall experience. Let's talk about video explainers. Your 24/7 educational tool. Video is one of the most engaging ways to educate. It allows potential patients to see your face, hear your voice, and get a sense of your personality and expertise. It also caters to different learning styles as well. Many people prefer watching a short video over reading a lengthy text article. Here's how to use video explainers effectively. First of all, you need to introduce your procedures clearly. Create short videos from 2 to 5 minutes that explain the basic of your most popular treatments. Describe who they are for, what results patient can expect, and how long the procedure takes, and what recovery looks like. Use plain language. Avoid medical jargon wherever possible. Also, the top questions, like think about the top five questions you get about each procedure. Make a video addressing them directly. For example, how long does swelling last after rhinoplasty? Or will there be visible scars for my tummy tuck? Where patients see their fears addressed upfront, it builds trust. Also, you can show behind the scenes, like including footage of your clinic, your team, and the patient experience. A virtual tour of your facility, a peek into the operating room within comfort levels, or clips of consultations can demystify the process and make patients feel much more comfortable, okay? And you can push and share widely. Host your video on your website, your YouTube channel, share them on social media, embed them in blog posts, and include them in automated email or SMS follow-ups. When someone inquires about breast augmentation, for example, send them a video that walks through the procedure step by step. And you can use professional production where possible. Why smartphone videos are better than nothing? A professionally produced video with good lighting, clear audio, and engaging visuals adds authority to your brand. It shows you've invested in quality, which reflects how you invest in your patients' care. Now, frequently asked questions. Provide answers before the questions are asked. A robust FAQ page is like a mini consultation. It's a place where patients can find answers quickly and know that the information comes directly from you. FAQs are also excellent for SEO, search engine optimization, because they provide keyword-rich content that Google loves. Here's how to build a strong FAQ library. List the most common questions for each service. Start by brainstorming every question you've heard related to the procedure. Price ranges, recovery time, potential risks, candidate see requirements, pain management, you name it. If people ask it regularly, it belongs on your FAQ page, okay? And you can be honest and transparent as well. Don't sugarcoat recovery or gloss over potential risks. Patients appreciate candor, and it shows you care about their well-being, not just making a sales, okay? And organize by topic. Group questions into categories. For example, preparation, procedure details, recovery, cost and financing, so visitors can quickly find what they need. Use anchor links or a drop-down menu for easy navigation. Add next steps at the end, after answering the questions. Direct patients to schedule a consultation or watch a video explainer. Use copy like, ready to learn if you are the candidate. Book a free online consultation today. This turns passive browsing into action. And update it regularly, you know, as techniques evolve, ensure your FAQ page stay current. Outdated information can erode trust and cause confusion. And now let's talk about testimonials. Leverage social proof. Social proof is a powerful motivator. Potential patients want to know that others like them have had a great experience with you and are thrilled with their results. And testimonials, especially when it comes to video testimonials, provide that reassurance. Yeah, you can capture stories when a patient is happy with their outcome, as if they'd be willing to share their story. A short video of them explaining why they choose you, what their experience was like, and how they feel now can be incredibly persuasive. And let's talk about diverse perspectives. Gather testimonials from patients of different ages, you know, genders and backgrounds. Prospective patients want to see themselves represented. Highlight a range of procedures from surgery to non-surgical treatments, before and after photos with consent. Show before and after photos alongside with testimonials. Visual results reinforce the claims and show that what's possible. and integrate everywhere, you know, place testimonials prominently on your website's homepage and a services page, include them in your emails and share them across social media. You can even play a loop of testimonials in your waiting room to build anticipation for new patients sitting in the reception. Now you can incorporate quotes into videos, add short testimonial clips into your procedure explainers, and hearing a patient say, "I was nervous about the downtime, but it wasn't that bad at all," reinforces your message and reduces anxiety. Now it's time to put them all together. A pre-consult education workflow. How do you deliver this education seamlessly? Here's a sample workflow that many successful clinics use. So initial inquiry, a lead submits a form, calls or sends a DM. Automated thank you email SMS immediately send a personalized message thanking them for their interest and confirming that someone will be in touch very soon. And also include a link to a video explainer related to the procedure they inquired about, and also send up a follow-up email sequence over the next few days. Send a series of emails that deliver more value. For example, day one you've been talking about and you've been featured the FAQ page, link addressing common questions. Day three, a patient testimonial video or story. Day five, a gentle reminder with a call to schedule their consultation. And patient coordinator call. When your coordinator reaches out, they find an educated lead who has likely watched your content and feels more comfortable asking informed questions. The conversation becomes less about convincing and more about confirming details. Consultation confirmation. After booking, send a final email with information about preparing for the consultation, directions to your clinic, and another short video introducing the surgeon and staff they meet. And also post-consult follow-up. Even after the consult, continue to send relevant content addressing lingering concerns, financing options, and recovery expectations. Automated systems, CRM platforms, and marketing automation tools make this workflow easy to implement. The result? A consistent, informative, and relationship-building experience that converts more leads into paying patients. And the results? What clinics report so far? The clinics that educate patients before the consultation often see remarkable results. Increased conversion rates. Some practices report conversion rates jumping from 20% to 60% or even higher simply by sending a video explainer or FAQ link before the consultation. More qualified inquiries as well, because price shoppers and tire kickers are often filter themselves out after seeing detailed information. Your team spends less time on unqualified leads and also reduce consultation time as well. Patients come prepared with specific questions instead of broad uncertainties, allowing the consultation to focus on personalizing their treatment plan, and also higher patient satisfaction and referrals as well. Educated patients feel informed and cared for, and leading to better reviews and more word-of-mouth referrals. And what's the final thoughts and steps? When you educate prospective patients before they meet you, you are not giving away secrets. You are earning trust. You are showing that you care about their well-being and want them to make an informed decision. In a world of where competitors are fighting for attention, education is differentiation. It's the kind of added value that makes people say, "I feel good about this clinic." They know what they are doing. And remember, education doesn't have to be complicated. Start with a short video explaining your most common procedure. Add a simple frequently asked question page that answers the question you hear every day. Collect a few happy patient stories, then build from there. The more you educate, the faster your patients will convert. If you like help building an educational library for your clinic, complete with professional videos, automated email sequences, and high converting landing pages, Outing at Online Marketing for Doctors can help you. Book a free strategy call at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com and let's design a system that works while you sleep. Thank you very much for joining me on this episode of OMD TV and Podcast Show. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share it with your team. I look forward to seeing you in our next episode. And bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.